This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump continues over a Senate trial. On a near street party line vote, the democratically controlled House of Representatives approved two articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump last week, making him only the third U.S. president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history. He is accused of abusing the power of the president. Netanyahu now claims a huge win in Thursday's primary election for the leadership of his ruling Likud party. Netanyahu tweeted his prediction just an hour after the polls closed, saying that he will continue to lead the state of Israel to incredible achievements. Netanyahu faced off Thursday against former government minister Gideon Saar for the Likud leadership. Whoever heads the right-wing party would likely be its candidate for prime minister. A tragedy in Turkey, where a boat filled with migrants sank. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
Seven people have died and 64 had to be rescued when a boat carrying migrants from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan sank in eastern Turkey's Lake Van. The accident happened at around 3 a.m. on Thursday. The lake is near the border with Iran, where migrants regularly cross into Turkey, heading west towards Europe. It was not clear why the migrants were on the boat in Lake Van, which is completely within Turkey's borders. Five people were found dead at the scene and two died in hospital. According to the governor's office, the 64 people rescued were taken to nearby hospitals and shelters. Search operations are continuing.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy, and this is VOA News. Disaster officials in the Philippines say that a typhoon hit the central part of the country on Christmas Day and it killed at least 13 people. The typhoon brought sustained winds of at least 120 kilometers per hour. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes, with many turning to improvised shelters in schools, gyms, and government buildings. Riot police stormed shopping malls for third day of Christmas protests in Hong Kong Thursday and detained a number of people after masked protesters roamed through shops, some throwing paint and disrupting restaurant services. Christmas in Hong Kong is usually bustling with commercial activity, but this year, streets and malls and shopping districts are filled with tension. Police have feared tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray at protesters and beat and arrested many of them. They also conducted indiscriminate stop and search procedures on shoppers, passersby, and journalists during the first or past three nights. U.S. states are taking on a new strategy on dealing with being on the front lines in the 2020 election. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
120 state and local election officials heard from an Army officer with battlefield experience.
If the democracy is under attack and you guys are the ones who are like at the pointy tip of the spear, why shouldn't we train that way?
Eric Rosenbach's message involves a different kind of battlefield, defending free and fair elections.
You train, you rehearse, you exercise, you fail, you learn from the failure, and you go through that whole cycle again.
Oregon's election director Stephen Trout says people like him need to deal with the hardest and most challenging election issues.
Being able to differentiate that, and I think, you know, that's really consistent with the military approach of broad-based attack and knowing where all of the different information sources may come from.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Thousands of people knelt in prayer in Indonesia during ceremonies marking the 15th anniversary of the Indian Ocean tsunami.
The massive December 26, 2004 tsunami was triggered by a magnitude 9.1 earthquake off Sumatra Island. The giant wall of water killed about 230,000 people in a dozen countries. Indonesia's Aceh province, which was closest to the earthquake, was hit first and hardest, with more than 170,000 people killed in Indonesia alone. Survivors and relatives of the dead attended memorial ceremonies and left flowers at mass graves of victims in the provincial capital Bandar Aceh. Denny Arianto and his family travel to the gravesite every year. "We always come to the mass graves of tsunami victims because we don't know where our family is buried," he said. I'm Karen Chalas.
Reuters, Emer McCarthy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.